This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA. That's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, and I'm here with two of the biggest idiots that I know.
That would be me. I'm one of them.
That'd be Mudbug and Jimmy
E. It's the notorious Mudbug. Get that right.
Notorious.
Notorious
B.I.G.
The notorious Mudbug.
Oh, wait. Right then. With Big Plush.
And Big Plush.
Big Plush, Mudbug, and not Johnny Cash.
That's right.
Right here for MIA. We have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about tonight.
Not a thing.
But we are here for your listening pleasure. How do you feel about that, Jimmy?
I like it. I was looking at some stuff on the Goggle.
A few
minutes ago, looking for stuff to talk about. And we were talking about...
Did you put snorkel gear on?
He was educating him.
Did you put your snorkel gear in and everything?
Yeah. We were talking about Westerns on our last show that we did.
Yes.
And I was looking at, best Westerns of all time. And, and it listed... So this one website listed like 15. Mm-hmm. And one of them was called Last Stand. So it said Modern Westerns. Okay, so Last Stand, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the other one was Holes. You remember Holes, right?
No.
Oh, my. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm going, wait, that's a modern Western?
That's not.
I don't get it.
I don't get that. That's not a Western.
That'd be like calling the new Dune remake a Western. Because it takes place in the desert.
Yeah. Wait. You mean like aliens and cowboys, or cowboys versus aliens?
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be number one.
You know that's the greatest movie of all time right there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure it is. Absolutely.
Come on, man. Han Solo was in that.
Han Solo. He said Han Solo.
Isn't that his name?
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Just call him Han Solo.
I watched that.
Han Solo.
So, yeah, I had Han Solo and James Bond. Yeah. Han Solo and James Bond in the same movie.
Exactly.
So, crazy movie, huh?
I'm telling you, that was a waste of 2 hours.
No, it was not.
And you can never get it back.
You know it was great.
And it's one of those movies. I was thinking, maybe it's one of those movies. Like, there was another movie that I really, the first time I saw it, I went, I can't believe that I wasted $6 and an hour and a half of my life to watch this movie at a theater.
You must have seen that a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
$6.
Showing your age right now. I know. $6.
To this day, it is in my family, our little Eldridge family, it is a family favorite. We love that movie. Every time we see that movie, we laugh our butts off. And it's called Mystery Men.
Oh, I love Mystery Men.
I love
Men.
That show.
I love the shoveler.
It is so stupid.
That's hilarious. I love that movie.
My favorite part's the Invisible Man.
The Invisible Kid. Am I invisible? No, you might want to put some pants on.
The old boy only invisible
when nobody's looking at him. Yeah, when you're not looking at him. Only invisible when you're not looking.
Don't look at me. I'm invisible.
The first time I saw that movie, I swear to you, I think I took Forrest. I don't know. Jordan may have gone with us to the movie theater and see it. And we went, oh, my God, this is the dumbest, stupid-ass movie I've ever seen in my life. And then when it came out on video, you could buy it at Blockbuster for like $4.
Yeah, because it was such a flop.
I bought it.
It's a great movie, though.
And we started watching that movie, and we watched it for the second time, and we found ourselves laughing so hard at that movie.
I think it's good, man.
You remember, there was so many. Dane Cook was in that movie, too.
I'm really terrible.
He played Waffle Man.
I'm really terrible at actors and actresses' names unless they're like super famous.
Janine Garofalo is the bowler.
Yeah, see, I do remember that.
her dad's head is in a bowling ball. That's great. If you haven't seen the movie, I don't know. You may want to watch it. Then again, you may not.
Go watch it, and then you can harass us all you want.
Don't just watch it once, though. No. You got to watch it a couple times, and you go, and then I swear to you, the second time you watch it, you're going to be laughing your butt off.
Well, that's what people used to tell me about Pulp Fiction, and I've watched it like 3 times, and I'm still like...
But Pulp Fiction, though, there's so many things that you don't catch the first time around, because the first time around, I kind of got lost. Yeah, went, oh my God, this movie went so many different directions. And then you got to realize it's telling four different stories at the same time.
Exactly. So, and that's why I'm saying there's some of those stories that would have been just fine being one whole movie. So I'd have been better with that. But yeah, man, I mean, Mystery Man, that was a pretty awesome story. I love that
movie.
Yeah, so movies, idiots, and alcohol.
That's right it. Here. Movies. We're doing movies.
I was just thinking the same thing. Might as well change this to movies.
Okay, speaking of movies,
MIA.
And music. We were talking about Quentin Tarantino with Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, I have not.
Dude,
I have not.
You got to watch it. Even though Leonardo DiCaprio's in it, you got to watch it.
Even though.
Because Brad Pitt is the bomb in this movie, dude. He is so good.
Yeah, I have not seen it. I don't know why I haven't seen it, actually, other than it's probably not on the streaming platforms that I associate with.
But you know, kind of what they do is they kind of take the story of the Sharon Tate murders, you know?
Yes.
So they basically take that, and it's kind of like a what if this happened instead, you know, and Brad Pitt was there, of course, and saved the day.
It's got to be Brad, right?
And, yeah, Brad. Because Brad's a badass, man.
It's Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
So it wasn't Tom Cruise. It was Brad Pitt.
No, it was Brad.
It's Brad.
It was the Brad.
Even Tom Cruise says, I'm not Brad Pitt.
Mm.
But say, you got to
be
Brad
Pitt. We all know
this,
Tom, because you're 5'4".
Yeah, you got to be Brad Pitt. You gotta be Brad Pitt.
Like you could fly a plane.
No, I'm not. I'm 5'6". When you put your platform shoes on.
Yes. Only in the movies.
Right. although I do like his Mission Impossible movies. I've liked them.
I do too.
Yeah, they're definitely impossible.
I'm telling you, it's really hard to find. To me, it's really hard to find a movie that I don't like that Tom Cruise has been in.
Actually, I was talking to my son-in-law because we talked about this before, but my son-in-law and my daughter, they have a podcast that they do.
Right.
It's called The Cinema Scoop, and they were talking about the best Mission Impossible movies.
Uh-huh.
And I told them that the ones that I like the best, of course, the first one. The first one was great. First Tom Cruise. And then Ghost Protocol. And then the last one, Dead Reckoning. Great.
I'm not even sure which one of those I've seen. I think I've seen them all, but I'm not sure.
Dead Reckoning is awesome.
Phenomenal. That I can't wait for the next one.
Incredible.
I guess it's supposed to be really the last one.
I just know that they get super impossible. Like,
well, that's
each
why it's
one
called Mission
Impossible. Yeah. Impossible becomes possible because Tom Cruise is in it.
That's correct.
You know, kind of like the, you know, what they're doing, John Wick in Part 12 or something like
that.
Well,
but right now they're doing all these spinoffs. They're doing all these spinoffs of John Wick where it's based on characters from the John Wick movies, mm-hmm. but Keanu's not in it. It's not a John Wick movie. Okay. It's called a John Wick movie, but it's not John Wick in it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to the Chronicles of Riddick part.
To me, the part that cracked me up was the part that the guy said, "You know, you what do you do to him?" Well, he killed his dog. And you wrecked his damn car. Yeah. They stole his car and you killed his dog.
You stole his car
now,
and killed his
now
dog.
Now he's going to kill everybody.
Yeah. You don't know.
Kill all you people.
He just.
Yeah, that is. Part one is actually really good. I like
it
part
was good.
One. Part two, three, four, and everything.
I saw one, two, and
super far fetched. But I guess that's what they're supposed to be. That's the way they were written. They're supposed to be far fetched. It's a whole world within itself. There.
Correct.
But.
Dude, okay, so. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a Star Wars fan. Always have been, right? So I got all excited because Disney Plus was coming out with a new Star Wars series called The Acolyte, and it was going to star.
Acolyte, I know this.
It was going to star the woman who played Trinity in the Matrix movies. Fantastic. They have her build as in the show, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm all geared up for it. And I'm watching the show. And there she is. There's Trinity in the first, you know. And she dies 10 minutes into the show.
Gotta love it.
They killed her off in the first 10 minutes of the show. I went, wait a minute.
So you just stopped the show then? So like, no, I don't want to watch it.
I continued watching it. It was okay.
Yeah. Does she come back in like flashbacks and stuff?
So? Supposedly they're going to do flashbacks. I've been through like two episodes and no flashbacks.
So
yet.
Basically, the first 10 minutes was great.
It was phenomenal.
The rest of it was just okay
because it had Trinity. It had you know, Matrix type moves going on with Trinity.
As soon as you get rid of Trinity, the movie just went subpar.
Just like, super badass bitch in it, and then all of a sudden they killed her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, like, she did.
You should have waited until the end of the movie to kill her off.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not bad. It's a new twist. You know, so there you go. That's just my
little twisty.
You can find it on Disney Plus.
Never heard of it. Alkalite or whatever.
Acolyte.
I haven't either.
I wouldn't know how to pronounce
spelled
it.
Spelled with an A.
Maybe Mandalorian. Anything else out of?
Oh, dude. Don't get me started on Mandalorian.
I like Mandalorian, just so you know.
I do too.
I've watched everything on them.
Man, we should just start our own movie podcast.
I think maybe. Well, might as well.
I don't think we have time to do that.
It's not like we're Storytelling Tuesday here.
I don't think we have time to do. All these recordings.
Throw the apologies out there to anybody that was listening to Storytelling Tuesday. Just make sure you chime in over here with MIA. Here we are.
Yeah, we're here.
There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on with this. So
we got so busy.
Texas Radio One's here. MIA is here. Trace Beardos is still here.
Yep.
We just got a lot of stuff going on, so we really don't have a whole lot of time. Maybe every once in a while we get a little.
Maybe so.
It's all the new things that are coming up for. But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well. We do. We have added to our silent collection as of so far. We've added Nate Nelson to our silent collection. On his
at this point,
I got to get those out.
His unretirement event,
correct? Yeah,
at the Brand here in Conroe, which is a newly, I don't know how to say it. It used to be a place called Montana's.
It's a new live music venue.
Newly branded.
Yes, newly branded, called The Brand.
I just know they were happy because I tagged them on as soon as the first time I went in there, and I said that they were to me that was the new honky tonk feel back in Conroe. That's the only place really I feel that has a. I'm not insulting all the other places. That's the place that gives you that old true honky tonk feel.
I'm a honky tonk man.
Well, you need to go to the Brand. And brand
can't
yourself.
Seem to stop.
He's honky tonk. Can't seem to stop.
So they have live music on the weekend.
I was trying to see if he's going to get it. And he ignored it.
I ignored it.
He got it. He looked at you with that side eye.
He's like, he's
a honky tonk. I'm a honky tonk man. And I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox.
That jukebox.
And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone. I'm singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
All right. That's enough of that. Yeah. Anybody that wants to sign him to a recording contract, please dial 936-333-1843. We will sign him tomorrow.
Yeah, call that number. Get a live show. He'll come perform for you.
We'll work out the details.
He charges by the minute, not by the hour.
Yeah.
We got to charge. I charge by the pound, baby.
You better have a pocketbook.
You're going to pay up.
You just reminded me of a story. Paying by the pound. Oh, man. There was this
that
bar.
Depends I'm not on gonna what mention, the dollar amount for pound is. Cause
I'm not going to mention the name
I'm
of the bar.
I'm a heavyweight.
Yeah.
But I remember going into a bar one night was a new manager.
Yeah.
And evidently I knew this manager. I didn't remember her.
Yeah.
She remembered me. And I had been going in this place for a long time. And they were like, hey, you know, you've been coming here for a long time and da 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 da, you know this and you know that. And if you have any ideas about how this bar can make any more, you know, make some more money,
yeah.
If you would, let me know.
I was like,
really, just kind of leave it over there. I'm like, no, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. Ready? May come back later again. And Mudbug had got there. Mudbug's sitting right next to me. And Mudbug knows this person, too. So they were there saying hi to Mudbug. And then they were like, you know, not really. If you know anything that... could help make this bar some more money. And I was like, you know what? I had a couple shots
by then.
I was like, you know what? I do have an idea. After sitting here for like an hour, I was like, I do have an idea about how you can make more money. And she was like, oh, yeah?
She was all attentive.
And I was like, well, if you put a scale at the front door and charge by the pound to come in. Oh, she was mad as hell.
That's just wrong.
It was wrong, but I mean, you know.
It's funny at the time.
It was real. Because if they charged by the, depending on what they charged, I guess, they'd have made more money.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have food.
I'm just saying, at this particular location, yeah, they probably should have, actually. You know, I didn't think of that.
If you got chunky folk coming in the bar and you want to make more money, sell food.
Should have been a restaurant.
With a Weight Watchers kiosk in the back corner. I don't know. I'm being evil. Yeah, sell food.
That's wrong.
But it was bad. It was funny to me. At the time, like I said, I had been drinking for a little while.
Opened up an ice cream shop next to Weight Watchers.
I think he was in a bad mood that night, what it was, and then because he was sitting
just
next
that night?
He was sitting next to his chubby brother.
I was sitting next to
I was there.
Bugs, I mean,
you know.
He was there.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
They'd have probably made at least $200 more a night.
Well, depends on how much they charge per pound.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I wouldn't have been there.
I'm not a bar person.
Yeah.
So, you know. If you don't have food, I probably ain't going.
Oh, yeah. You like the restaurant atmosphere.
I like to, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'm not a bar guy. Never have been. Yeah.
He likes the...
I don't know where to go with that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Sorry. I don't
know. He likes the restaurants. They have a bar there where he can get a beer, but he's going to order food when he's there.
Right.
Because to him, it's like if he's going out, I'm going to get... his pleasure on everything he wants. He wants to eat something and get some drink.
When I was doing music, you know, we were talking about going to different places. I'm going, man, I'm telling you right now, if I'm in some place that there's all kinds of cigarette smoke going on in there, by the time we get halfway into the first set, I won't be able to sing.
Yeah.
Especially. You know, they're just going to kill me.
Yeah. Since you're not a smoker. So
I'm not a smoker. He's also a wimp. I just do secondhand smoke.
Well, obviously.
Only secondhand smoke will do for you.
Right, only secondhand.
No.
He'll smoke it.
Hey, blow some of that this way, would you?
It's like,
hey.
I refuse.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I refuse to buy cigarettes.
Hey, but don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong.
I refuse to buy them.
You throw down some cigars, though. Mm. But
used to. No more.
But used to every once in a while. We used to smoke
I
cigars.
I just determined that I like Cubans breathing much better.
Yeah. Because believe it or not, them cigars were... they were tough.
That's why I grew out this filter right here.
It helps. You got your built-in filter?
I grew my filter out.
Oh,
it
okay.
helps when you're smoking. I had an extra filter.
Yeah.
Because that other filter is really bad for you.
It keeps that sucker off of there.
If it wasn't for that damn filter, cigarettes wouldn't be nearly as bad.
Right.
Rumor has it. Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right. Sorry.
She has you.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I knew the next line.
Well, there you go.
I don't see.
Everything reminds me of a song.
Now you have another chance to book Jimmy.
we're not trying to get him booked. We're trying to get him signed to a record deal.
That's what. Get him booked.
Just one.
Oh, yeah.
We're just waiting for him to cut the check so we can not show up.
It depends on what that deal. You imagine that record deal and say, oh, they want to sign him to a deal. And they go, he's got to leave the house and drive to Cutting. She's like, I'm not signing that.
Not
shit.
Doing it.
he kissed my butt. Kissed my ass. I don't need that $1 million. It ain't worth it. I can't stand that traffic.
Cut and Shoot Records is signing.
Cut and Shoot Records.
Well, there's enough money, Jimmy, to sell his house and move to Cut and Shoot. If it's $1 million contract, he'd do it.
Well, maybe the Knott Ranch will have to build a studio.
Get to work.
You better get the building, fool.
Yeah, and get to building that house next to it over there, too.
Oh, Lordy.
So you can sleep in it?
So that's where he can be staying.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
For some reason, I keep going back to this song,
Chickens.
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 I keep going back to the song Chickens.
Boss got me hauling chickens.
Boss man's got me hauling chickens. She got me hauling ass.
Yeah, that's Brett, what, Cherokee?
Cherokee.
Man, it's a hilarious song.
Great song, Chickens.
Folks, y'all have to listen to Texas Radio 1 so you can hear this song, because we do play it on Texas Radio 1.
We do.
Yes.
But the song is called Chickens.
Because Texas Radio 1 plays the best country in Texas, baby.
Don't be infringing on Johnny's stuff now.
It don't matter how many times I do it, I'm never gonna get it as good as that guy.
Never gonna be as cool as Johnny Falstaff.
That guy's way too cool when he speaks at Take Radio 1, baby.
Might have to get him on MIA so he can make fun of my book.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring it.
Come on. Just can't throw your microphone at him.
As long as you don't, I might.
He's tall though. He might hurt you.
I don't actually throw it at you. I just threaten to throw it at you.
Yeah, but I get very sensitive.
He does.
No, you get very sensitive. Well, but when you threaten to throw the microphone at me,
but just so y'all know, I am that guy.
I was telling.
At any given moment, I might flip my lid and actually throw my.
I was asking Jordan. I said, Jordan, are you the one that got me that sweet tea moonshine? She goes, I don't think so. She goes, I might have. So how long did you have it? I said, oh, Lord, I had it a couple years, you know, just sitting there.
And then it was gone one night.
In the closet, I said, no, if you did, don't give me no more of that. Because Knot and Bug got sensitive, man.
Jordan, if you're the one that got it, get more.
Oh, my God, no.
Uncle Knot wants some more.
Yeah, Uncle Bug does.
Uncle Knot can go buy it himself.
You just tell Uncle Bug and Uncle Knot where you got it.
These two, man, these two got wound up tight.
Oh, sweet. Sweet tea did not like it when I got home.
Oh, my goodness. I can see Knot and I out at the Knot Ranch and drink down some of that moonshine.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We'll probably be out here kicking each other in the ass all night.
That's the night I kicked the box fan over in the bedroom.
Yeah, that somehow he had some.
Yeah.
He had a.
Yeah, I think we already told that story.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Whew. Yeah, I still want to know how that thing got in the fan. Why did you put that in the fan? That don't make any sense.
Oh, I thought it was last week or week before.
Why would it have even been close to the fan? Why would it? And then being inside of it anyway. But
maybe it's from the first time I
kicked
it.
Why do things happen? We don't know.
It does.
The Twilight Zone.
Do 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 do. Hey, but it's
amazing. Can you
talk about the George Strait thing again?
Uh-oh. Hey,
go ahead, throw it up. Go ahead,
Don't throw up. Please don't throw up.
I'm not gonna throw up. What is he talking about?
I'm talking about George Strait.
Talking about again.
Because on one of our other shows, you were talking about the George Strait thing. About 110,905 people.
All right, I will. I'll mention it. I'll mention it again. I'm having issues with. This, what is it?
The record.
The largest crowd or the largest ticket. I don't know. The largest concert.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How did it actually get a record for being?
It's like the number one with 111,000 people.
110,905.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how that becomes the record when I was at a show. In Denton, Texas, with 385,000 to 400,000 people. I'm trying to figure this out. And I did some Googling today, and I couldn't find it. So I need to know why.
I'm going to explain it to you.
Oh.
Because it's set.
Explain it?
I'm going to explain it.
Display.
Okay. Right. It is a crowd of 110,905 attended a concert.
Concert, okay.
Attendance record. The first attendance record for a single concert, one person, main band, right?
That's not a single person. There's still three artists there.
Okay, but it's
so you can't say
but
single, it wasn't. There's three. Those are opening acts.
I'm talking shush. I'm going to use the shusher.
Okay, shusher's on.
The shusher. It was a concert, not a festival.
That's what I said.
There's the differentiation, sir. Can you spell differentiation?
So because they called it concert and not a festival.
Because it was not an all-day event where several different bands. It's just a concert where you come in. Mm-hmm. It starts at 7 o'clock. You have an opener, a pre-opener, an opener, and the main event. And then you go home at midnight.
Yep.
Okay.
So basically, 110,905 people were there to see George Strait.
They were there to see George Strait and Parker McCollum and whoever else opened.
Parker opened, for his 1 hour.
Okay.
George plays for two and a half hours.
I'm still not okay with this title.
Just because I'm just not. You're an anarchist.
You're talking about an all-day event, apparently. That's the difference.
I'm a narcissist, what?
I'm a Republican, damn it.
I dare you.
Anyway, so it is because it's considered a concert, not a festival.
Okay.
It's a ticketed concert with the main person is the reason you're going. Not because there's 15 different bands going to a festival. That's an all-day event.
And how dare you say you went there to see Parker McCollum?
Yeah, exactly.
Just jumping.
Throw your mic at him, would you?
No, I can't. Okay.
Come on, Willie. Anyway,
so do you know who is considered to have the record before George?
Garth Brooks.
Grateful Dead?
Correct, sir. 1977, The Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Jerry Garcia.
In 1977.
Mm-hmm.
74.
77. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Can you not
Bug
hear?
Said 74.
I said 74. Exactly. I know.
I'm going to hit both of y'all. I know what I said.
You know what you did.
And I couldn't tell you
anything about it.
Whatever works for you.
I'm going to glue his microphone.
Ain't nobody works for you.
Hey. I can tell you another thing because I saw this on
tell us.
I saw something on internet, so it's got to be true.
Gotta
right?
Be true. It's on the internet.
Gotta
be.
It's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You could Google it. I mean, I'm sure you can anyway. Yeah. On it.
But throw it out there.
Remember, I'm going to throw
throw it down.
I'm going
to
throw.
You have to start saying I'm going to throw this.
I'm going to throw this down and hit Jimmy right in the noggin with it.
All
right,
come on, it won't hurt.
But a while back, we were talking about this band that I'm not such a big fan of, but yet they have great musicians in the band, and which would be the Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we talked about that long while back with our MIAs.
Yeah.
I recently found out that, now I just went blank on the guy's name, and it's freaking retarded.
We're talking one of the people that's in the band?
Nope.
Not
in the band.
It's not in the band?
Okay. Anyway, I know the guitarist for Rolling Stones.
Insert background music here.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Thank you.
All right.
Keith Richards also is not a fan of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, so, Keith Richards cannot play guitar. So Jimmy Page can.
So what you're saying is you...
But on his interview, he says there's...
Mudbug Google backup. That's what he
did. Yeah, I need a backup to this. I need some backup. No, it's not. Don't end there. They'll say, add backup to why... I mean, I'm
okay,
not...
Come on.
Even though that Jimmy Page, yes, great guitar. Mm-hmm. And also the drummer for Led Zeppelin. Phenomenal drummer.
Come,
right? Okay,
come on. Tell me his name.
Bonham.
Thank you, John Bonham. Thank you.
Okay.
You better pay respects, brother.
Just so you know, that's the only two people I actually know in the band. He's the only ones I really cared about.
Robert Plant.
They could be whoever they want.
John Paul Jones.
They could be Joe Schmo. They whoever they are. But they're not those two guys.
Joe Schmo.
But Keith Richards. He's a fan of
Jimmy Page.
The independent artists in the band.
Yeah.
And he actually did something with Jimmy Page like 4 years after he made this comment. And I found out he actually made this comment many years ago.
Yeah.
And because they started in, 1969?
Zeppelin
started in 69. And I think it was in 74 or something. Keith Richards and Jimmy Page did some deal together on some music thing. It's something I just went through just recently. It's why I'm just bringing this out.
He did not write an essay, folks. It's just something he wrote.
No, but I just thought about it because I just thought it'd be interesting because I saw it and I liked it. The other thing would be the lead guy for not just Keith Richards, but there's one other guy. It was also the guy from The Who. The band The Who. The guitarist from The Who.
The guitarist from The Who.
Who?
Who are you?
But that one was kind of funny.
Come on, tell me his name.
Oh, man.
Pete Townsend.
Thank you, Pete Townsend. But anyway... But they say, but what was funny about whenever I saw anything about the Pete Townsend thing, they actually said that it was probably because he was just more butthurt because I'm just saying because they say he's more butthurt because Led Zeppelin just kicked their ass, basically. You know, like, they outsold him, and he was just jealous because he didn't do as much.
better hair.
But Keith Richards, Rolling Stones, those guys have been, they were out before Led Zeppelin, and then still going after Led Zeppelin, and they, you know, different things. But it's not like Jimmy Page and Keith Richards have their squash together. I'm just saying, but I was just bringing up, telling you, because when I said I'm not a Zeppelin fan, right, neither is Keith Richards.
One of the best bass players I ever heard in my life was from The Who.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. John Entwistle.
Yeah.
Dude is good, man.
I liked The Who. I thought they were really good. So, I mean, I'm just not a huge Led Zeppelin fan. I'm not a Led Zeppelin fan at all. Really.
Yeah, me neither.
But I am. So there.
But that's fine.
I'm not either.
But I do know. But I will tell you right now, John Bonham, that drummer, he is phenomenal.
Bonham was phenomenal.
That guy, you could put him in any band, he would power it out.
His son's pretty dang good, too.
You better look out, because that guy could bring it. And, of course, the guitarist is, you know, Page was Jimmy incredible. Page.
Yep.
He's just...
Agreed.
He's very, very loud.
It's called rock and roll, sir.
It's called heavy metal.
If it's back too loud, you're stages. Too old.
And, like, exactly.
Can you turn that down? Dang it. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
It's like me every time I go to the bar. Jukebox, can you turn that jukebox down?
I can't hear myself think. Why is it that if you're driving in the car...
My beer is talking to me, and I can't hear it.
And you're listening to some good music, and you got to concentrate on, like, making a turn. And you have to turn the radio down so you can pay attention.
But wait. What? You also have to roll the window down.
Dude, I was just fixing to say that. I was like, how many times when I'm trying to see the address on a house do I have to turn the radio down and roll the windows down on both sides like it's going to help me see the address?
Your windows are not tinted, are they?
No.
Okay, then.
Well, mine are.
It's pitch black wherever I'm at. Okay. I'm trying to see where I'm going. I got this address. Trying to see where I'm going. I had to roll the windows down, turn the radio down.
It's so noon.
Then all of a sudden, I can see better. I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
And if the kids are talking to me, shut up!
Shut up! I'm trying to concentrate.
I'm trying to read address here.
I'm trying to read. I'm trying to find this address.
I'm trying to read the two numbers on this street. I already know I'm on. I gotta find 52.
Address 52 First Street. Trying to find it.
You imagine how bad it'd be playing bingo.
Lord.
B-52. Wait. Wait. Did you say B? Or
B-52?
B-52.
That was a great band.
The
B-52. Rock Lobster.
Oh, you ain't going to.
Rock Lobster. Hey, I think we probably need to take a break.
Break time.
That's probably good. So we can take a break and reset?
Well, reset.
So here we go with that.
What?
The break time.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we had to cut you off somehow.
Y'all just mag is talking about
Lobster.
Keith Richards and Led Zeppelin and
Rock Lobster.
Whoever these other founding guys are that play.
How old is Keith Richard, by the way?
No, he's probably the
150.
Oldest. He's probably the oldest band in rock and roll ever.
His wheelchair is older than you.
He was 50 when Willie Nelson was born.
Well, he still plays a big guitar.
We'll be right back.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all in a little bit.
Hey y'all, this is Jim E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash, yes, and I am here with Jimmy E.
Me.
And Mudbug.
That's me. The and notorious Mudbug.
Nefarious.
Nefarious. Shut up, dude.
This is MIA. Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, and or sometimes music. Oh, wait. Movies, Idiots, movies. And Alcohol. Yeah, sometimes
music. Movies. Idiots, and Alcohol.
It's M squared IA.
Correct.
Yeah. Don't look it up that way.
We're always it's idiots MIA. To the yeah. third power.
All right. Indeed. Indeed we are. Yeah.
We got this. Y'all have something y'all want to talk about?
Go ahead. Yeah. Bug. You look all prepared.
Because in the conversation we were having before,
is this nefarious or notorious?
It's
notorious.
No, it's just Mudbug.
Oh, Mudbug.
I want to look. Let me throw this at you.
Throw it at me. Come on.
All right.
I'm ready.
I had to Google because we were talking as we're going on.
I'm sorry. Hang on just a second.
Ready? Here we go.
You were taking way too long.
We should have done that when you were doing the MIA intro. But as we were talking, so I thought about this.
Okay.
What I had to pull up is that this is a Google aspect and lineage of.
Come on.
This is the Google segment of the MIA podcast. Mm.
Underrated rock bands of all time.
Okay.
So I'm throwing it out there. Rock bands of all time.
Throw it out there.
Now, that's what it is. So I want y'all to tell me because I've got a list that's already on here.
Because I don't want to be wrong and give you the wrong band.
Come on, y'all underrated. Can at least give me one of the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Underrated rock bands ever.
There's 12. There's 12 on my list. I'm not going to go any further. There's 12 on this list right here.
Nope, not doing it. Underrated.
It's underrated.
How about
I Googled it.
The Foreigner.
Let me see if Foreigner's even on here, but
exactly.
No.
No, it's not even in the top 50.
Bad Company. You're talking to a 70s kid. Come on. Like,
okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you then.
Just tell us. Yeah, come on. Just
underrated just rock bands of all time.
Starting at the top or are you going to start at the bottom?
I'm going to start at... Do you want me to start at the bottom?
I don't care. That's fine.
Don't mind. Okay, let's go to the... Let's start at the bottom.
Okay.
Because it make it sound
can you
better.
Read? Can you read?
It makes. I think so.
All right. Come on.
I got my spectacles on. Okay. Number one.
Yes.
Number 12.
Number 12.
Most underrated,
rock band of all time.
Hit us with it.
Black Sabbath.
Okay. Underrated. I could see that. Look, yeah.
I see. Both of you got quiet
for a second. Are we talking about with Ozzy or post Ozzy?
We don't know. Sure it doesn't say that. When you pull it up, Google tells you that Black Sabbath obviously
with Ozzy, fantastic. Without Ozzy,
yeah.
But it also says Black Sabbath existed from 1968 to 2017.
Yeah.
So
we all know that a big portion of that was without Ozzy.
Yeah. And they're probably touring again next year. So.
Well, they're probably going to do a gig with Ozzy for some point. And it's probably going to be Ozzy with Black Sabbath. Yes. It's not going to be probably. Black
Four
Sabbath.
Handicapped right. buses next. Going up to a Come stadium.
Okay. We'll go the next one. It's MC5. Okay. We can skip. They don't even have a clue.
Don't even know who they are. Don't care.
All right. Roxy Music. Don't know them either. All right.
I know Roxy Music. Okay.
Violent Femmes.
The Violent Footbase.
Yeah, Violent Femmes.
No, Violent Femmes. The Violent Femmes.
Femmes.
Femmes. F-E-M-M-E-S. Femmes.
They are underrated, I give them
that. Yeah, they were good.
They were great.
1980.
Yeah.
Come on.
Great punk band.
Okay, this one kind of gets me too, but it's punk metal, man. Blue Oyster Cult.
B.O.C.
Definitely underrated.
Yep.
Had okay. some great
dark. Go, go, Godzilla.
Well, that was their biggest hit for them, yeah. Oh, well, no, their biggest hit for them was probably Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, Don't Fear the Reaper.
But, man, to me, the Black Sword, the Eater of Souls, that's
Eater of Souls,
great
man.
Stuff, man.
See, that's why I figured Blue Pills. Yeah.
That would get you. Love me office. Some Blue Oyster.
Like, I know you knew who that
I
was.
I like Blue Oyster, man. B.O.C. Okay.
Don't saw tell
them,
my mama.
I saw them live. When they were like 277 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
At Jones Plaza, downtown
gosh.
Houston.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah. Free concert. That's how old they were. Yeah. It was a free show.
Free show. Yeah. A freak show?
Yeah. Well, both.
All right. Next one. Come on.
That's great. Right. The next one...
What number is this?
Do you want me... How many count these out?
Nah, oh, my Jesus. Okay, I was
hallelujah.
Just
hallelujah. Praise them, y'all. I'm feeling it.
You started at number 12, didn't you?
Okay, there were 13.
Come on, catfish.
I said 12, but 13. Okay, that was number, like, I've already done one, 57. Two, three. That's for the fifth one. The is Blue Oyster Cult from the back, so.
Gotcha. Okay.
The next one up from there is Little Feet.
Little Feet.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm trying to think of a song.
Now I'm thinking Black Oak, Arkansas?
No, they weren't.
They were.
I don't know. They only hit Blue Oyster.
But they were a good band, though.
Well, they were talented, yeah. All they had, song they had was Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Come on, Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Oh,
go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy.
Sorry. Next. My bug's got that look on his face. I'm like, sorry. Bug. Never go, even go. Heard it's, what you're talking about.
It's not Texas country. I have no clue. Who the hell
you're,
they are.
You're talking about rock and roll over here. So
I'm a glam rocker.
Me,
I don't. This,
you got
this
me interested. Got
I just I know a few of these. That's about it. But
get me with it. Let's go. Come on.
We're sharing knowledge. Okay, remember, knowledge. This is education.
Look this way. So far, what I have gone through are the names. I only know Black Sabbath. And Blue Oyster Cult. The rest of them are.
You don't know them. That's okay. You don't know them.
I have no clue they ever existed.
Okay.
Where are we at? We're at number 9
now. And Little Feet is one of them. And this next band I'm going to tell you is another one that I have no clue who the hell they are.
Who is it?
Pixies.
The Pixies?
Oh, the Pixies, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And they were in 86, so that's about the time when I was glam rocking like crazy.
Yeah, that's right. You were glam rocking.
And they were probably punk rocking like crazy.
They were punk rocking. You were glam rocking.
Well, next. They're not the Ramones.
Nope.
Okay.
Only the Ramones are the Ramones, buddy.
Exactly right.
All right.
Come on.
Next. Well, the very next band, I know them.
Uh-huh.
And I know y'all do too, is Pearl Jam.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know how you could say this that Pearl Jam is an underrated band.
Rock band of all time. It's one of the...
I don't see how you could say that they're underrated.
Yeah,
they dominated
overrated.
The freaking airwaves for such a long time.
Okay, yeah, I do too. On here, they're saying it's the sixth most underrated rock band of all time.
I mean, to me, if you talk about overrated grunge bands, it'd be Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Nirvana. No, actually, I would have had that backwards. I would have said Nirvana first. Yeah. Mr. Anyway, overrated. Go ahead.
I apologize.
Number overrated. Six. We're going underrated. Yeah,
I'm just
underrated.
Telling you. I'm disagreeing with their list there.
I'm poo pooing that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I agree with that.
We decided.
Okay, because it's Pearl Jam, the sixth
Pearl Jam.
Most underrated rock band of all time.
Yeah, we were.
Don't let Eddie know that.
Yeah, we were tying Nirvana and Pearl Jam together as overrated bands.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. We're ready.
Okay. The next
number
one.
Five.
The fifth most underrated rock band of all time. I have no clue who the hell they are. King Crimson.
King Crimson.
Man.
Yeah, true.
And you should listen to more music.
You really do, because that was some...
It's not glam rock.
King
I'm
Crimson,
not
some good stuff, brother.
It's glam rock and rock and roll. I'm a glam rocker. If 80s, I can tell you. Let's go.
King Crimson, you need to broaden your horizon a little bit.
Okay, this next band I do know.
Okay,
so the number four most underrated rock band of all time.
Uh-huh.
Tears for Fears.
Oh,
boy.
No.
Guess,
that's another one of those.
Jimmy's about to speak in tongues over here.
I'm guessing next on that list is Duran Duran.
Tears for Fears.
Nope, but you're pretty close.
I just don't get how they could be Tears for... I mean, they had some decent music. But and I you think they're right where they
four?
Need to be.
Number four? That's number crazy, four, man. Dude. Tears for Fears.
All right. Yeah. Come on. That's the next one.
Yeah, let's skip that.
Let's poo-poo right. the next one, too.
Yeah. All right. I bet you're going to poo-poo the next three, just so you know.
Come on.
Rock and roll.
That was number four. Yeah. Number four was Tears for Fears. Right. We just finished. Right. Number three, most underrated rock band of all time.
Yeah.
Deep Purple.
I could see that. Deep Purple was definitely an underappreciated.
Underrated. I would definitely say they were underrated.
They were around a long
time. They were really good, man.
I wouldn't put them in number three, though. I mean,
No, I wouldn't either. I would have put them three in all list, time. But, I mean, they were good, but... They were really influential, I will say that.
Agreed.
They
taught every kid in the world how to play guitar.
You think they did? Wait till number two comes up.
I'm just Deep telling purple. You. Man, every kid on the planet. I know the first chords I learned was those Smoke
three,
on the Water.
Those three chords. Yeah. One of my favorite songs of theirs is My Woman from Tokyo. Oh, my woman from Tokyo. See,
Deep Purple
was phenomenal.
Good stuff.
But I wouldn't put them at number three.
Being underrated, I could see how they'd be underrated.
I could see them underrated.
They were powerful. They were good. And people,
late 60s,
people liked
early
them and
70s.
Had
phenomenal. Yeah, phenomenal. Great stuff.
The whole power chord stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Come on. Number two.
All right. Number two. Come on, guy. Y'all just go. Guess.
Nope.
Underrated of all time.
Not guessing.
Rolling Stones.
Now I'm really going to have to hit you. Oh, my God. Okay, number two. Number two, most underrated rock band of all time.
Yeah.
According to who, by the way? I wanted to ask that.
Google.
Oh, Google. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's why I started with this. I let you all know. I Googled this. Yeah, okay. This is the list.
All right.
Okay, of 13 number now. Two. Start with Black Sabbath, went to this.
Number two.
The number two.
Yes.
All right, then we're going to do number one after this. Number two.
Yeah, let's we'll use what works.
Soundgarden.
I love Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Phenomenal. I understand how it's so underrated.
I love Soundgarden.
Probably because they didn't have a whole lot of music.
Yeah, probably true. And they didn't really earn the respect that I felt like they should have probably got.
Until after it was over.
After it was over.
Yeah, right. Whenever.
That's definitely true.
Whenever Chris had left.
When it was over, then all of a sudden they got a lot of attention. It was
Black Hole Sun.
That's incredible, dude. Soundgarden, phenomenal.
Pretty much almost anything Chris Cornell did, I'm listening. Except for that whole album he did with Timbaland. I just wasn't into that one.
That's just horrible.
Well, except for that. I'm sorry. Love you, Chris. Rest in peace. But, man, that was not good.
Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number one.
Soundgarden's amazing.
All right. Now, are you sure y'all ready for this last one?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably.
Well,
probably
I could go ahead and forewarn you, it's somebody I don't really know.
If you say Candlebox, I'm going to smack you.
But I have heard of them before. But do I know what they do? No. I just know I've heard of them before. But the very first.
The number one underrated.
Most underrated rock band of all time.
Yes.
Of all
time. Is?
The Kinks.
The Kinks.
Oh, man.
That's old school stuff, man.
That's old school.
1964.
60s, man.
That's like the year Jimmy was born, almost.
62. I wouldn't say that they're underrated. They're just they're overlooked, I should say.
Because it was not so underlooked. Long ago. They didn't last. I mean,
they were only 4 years.
They were. They phased out in the mid to early 70s, right?
I don't know. You know, it was early.
I thought they were out in the. Well, late 60s. I thought they were only out from the late 60s. Were they actually around whenever, Woodstock? Were they around when Woodstock even happened?
Well, Woodstock was 69.
69, yeah. How many people showed up at Woodstock, since that's the other thing?
I think that was a free concert, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, but Peace, Love, and Hopey Dope and all that stuff.
Yeah. Hopey Dope.
As long as you were high, you were allowed in.
I'm trying to think. See, and I don't see how they say that, because they were one of the most influential rock bands of the 60s.
Yeah.
They pretty much brought in the British rhythm and blues.
Well, there was a lot of influential bands in the 60s, and maybe they just feel like they were.
What about the Yardbirds?
Undervalued, you know?
Well, again, it's one of those bands in Yardbirds. They probably didn't last very long, because that was Clapton, right?
Right.
Yeah, and he left them, and
went to Cream, or was it the other way around? We left Cream, went to Yard, you know, left Yardbirds, went to Cream, or something like that, and ended up.
And then the Yardbirds became Led Zeppelin.
I thought he started Cream, didn't he?
I don't remember. Probably.
The Yardbirds became Led Zeppelin.
Remember the drummer was phenomenal for Cream.
Anyway.
Anywho. That was pretty good.
To me, probably the greatest drummer ever.
I would poo-poo some of those.
Yeah, I would poo-poo some of those.
Yeah, so I'll do this again real. 13th was Black Sabbath. All right, 13th, Black Sabbath.
There you go.
12th, MC5.
No clue who that is.
11th, Roxy Music.
They don't care.
And then the Violet
Femmes. The Violet Femmes.
Femmes.
Okay. Then Blue Oyster Cult.
Yep.
B.O.C.
And then Little Feet.
Little Feet.
Pixies. Pearl Jam. King Crimson.
Mm-hmm.
Tears for Fears. Deep Purple. Soundgarden. And number one was the Kinks. Most underrated rock bands of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, or it, the underrated rock bands of all time.
According to them.
According to snorkeling on the internet.
Snorkeling.
It's Google. Snorkeling.
Craziness. Now we have to do the most overrated rock bands of all time. And number one on our list. So, can we create our own
list? You really got me now. Got me so I don't know where I'm going. Yeah.
I was thinking more like... I was thinking more like Welcome to the Jungle.
By the way.
Oh. I thought you were... I would... Never mind. My bad.
That was the Kinks. Yeah. Sorry. Wild Thing.
Wow.
Dan.
Wait, that was Sam Kinison. It reminds me of... I'm sorry. I remember I was working at a place one time, and I walked into the warehouse area.
Yeah.
And there was this song playing, and I'm listening, I'm like, and I know it's a remake, and I'm like, oh, this is a new version.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before, this version before.
Right.
And, pardon me. And I didn't know at the time, this is forever ago.
Yeah.
Who was doing this version. And I was like, wow. I said out loud as I'm walking by this desk, and I'm like, wow, that's really weird. I didn't know anybody would cover a Michael Jackson song. And they went, the person sitting at the desk looked at me and went, that's not Michael Jackson, that's Alien Ant Farm. And I went, well, that might be, but that's a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, it's not. It's so crazy to argue with people like that. But I was like, you know, in my world, my brain, Michael Jackson's one of the most famous pop artists in the planet, right?
Yep.
And you would think, that somebody would know that the music they're listening to is a cover.
I know.
Yeah, children that were born after he was already dead still know his name of Michael Jackson. So
I know. It's crazy. I had somebody come up to me, man, have you heard that new song by Alien Ant Farm? I've heard the Alien Ant Farm song, and that's not a new song.
It's not new.
That's a remake. Yeah. No, man, that's a new one. No. That was Michael Jackson.
When y'all are ready, I do, since y'all talked about it, I pulled it up.
Uh-oh.
This snorkeling in the internet.
Yeah.
The
I like how we call it snorkeling now.
It's the top 10 most overrated bands of all time.
Okay, come on.
Let's do it.
Okay, but I'm not starting at the bottom this time. Let's go.
No, you got to start at the
bottom.
I got to start at the top. Because the way it's lined up, I have to start at the top of this one. So it's going to be number one most overrated rock bands of all time.
All right, well, just get with it.
Guns N' Roses.
Which I'm totally okay with.
Guns N' Roses.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm totally okay with this number one, just so you know, because to me, yes.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Phenomenal musicians.
Uh-huh.
But do I give a crap? No.
Okay.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Most overrated rock band of all time?
Yes.
Nirvana.
I would agree 100%.
Okay.
Great drummer. Phenomenal drummer.
Phenomenal drummer.
Overrated rock band.
Number two?
Probably.
The number one most overrated rock band of all time? Nirvana.
Yep.
Right. I agree with that 100%. I'm all with it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number two, mm-hmm. I don't agree with this one, but I'm going to go ahead and read it since they put it on here,
mm-hmm.
okay, is the Beatles.
I would agree. Had some great music, but
that's me hitting Jimmy with my microphone.
I just I know. They had some great music.
Yeah.
Weren't the Monkees better
time
than
time and era? Time and era.
Yeah, what? I'm
just saying. They're just about the same. They're more giddy. Dude,
Jimmy's got his cords, his headphone, and his microphone cord cables are all
time and era
tighter,
time
tied era up in a knot over here. Know,
right? So number two is the Beatles, the most overrated rock band of all time.
All right, come on.
Number three. Just go from that to throwing you into
Rolling Stones.
We'll throw you into right field. This is going to throw you into right field because
okay.
Number three, most overrated rock band of all time?
Yeah.
Linkin Park.
I would definitely agree with that.
You could put them anywhere on this list, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean,
don't care for them.
I didn't realize they were rated.
I didn't know anybody knew about them.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they were there.
I've heard of them.
I knew they were there for those couple years.
Do you know where they got their name?
From Linkin Park.
In the park?
From Linkin Park.
Oh.
It's got to be somewhere up north.
Yeah.
Probably in June Ork.
It's actually a park that's got these sculptures in it. Mm. There's all it's a bunch of different sculptures. And when the wind blows through the park, it creates a sound because it like whistles.
That's
like,
what say,
so, like music. It's a musical.
But,
cool.
Because when they say Linkin Park, it's Linkin.
Correct. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's Lincoln. Washington.
I think. Yeah, maybe so.
Washington, I think.
I bet it is. So.
Next. All right.
Number four.
Four.
Most overrated rock band of all time.
Yep.
One Direction.
That should have been number one.
Oh, sorry. I've never
most
heard of them.
Overrated? I don't even know who the hell they are.
Every girl in the world is screaming right now and going, how dare you?
Never even heard of them. Was that a boy band or something?
British pop Niall boy Horan band based in London, composed of Niall Horan and all these names.
Niall. His name is Niall Horan.
Okay. Never heard of him.
He's an Irishman who's actually a pretty good singer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
But the band sucks. Okay.
It's just way over. Yeah.
One Direction.
Next.
All right. Number five.
I said next.
Number five. The most overrated.
The anticipation is killing us.
Okay. Right? I'll tell you right. Number five.
Come on.
Number five. The most overrated rock band of all time.
Yes.
Which to me is number one.
Come on.
It's Led Zeppelin.
Incorrect. I think they're probably right there where they should be.
They are number one.
No, they're number one. One is Nirvana.
Number one is definitely
okay.
Nirvana.
You know what?
Next.
I take that back.
Next.
Nirvana is always going to hold the number one. Led Zeppelin be number two. Correct.
All right, well, I'll let you slide with that. No. Get on. Next.
Number six.
I doubt it.
Number six I absolutely do not agree with because it's my second favorite band ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's AC/DC.
Well,
overrated.
They do have how many albums?
13. Is it 13 albums that all sound the same?
Yes, get it right.
We're 13 albums.
It's 13, not 11.
But you know what?
13.
They're two that nobody remembers. They're one of those bands that if one of their songs comes on, I'm cranking that damn radio up.
You know it's them.
Because I want to hear it.
All I know is
Back in Black. It's kicking. You're going to have some guitar stuff. It's going to be loud. And, yeah, I love it. So, okay, I'll let them know that.
Granted, in their history, they had two different lead singers. But
one of them power bands, man. Power band.
Power.
Power.
Power. Power. AC/DC.
Power and pyro. If you see them live, by the way.
That's my second favorite band ever in rock history-wise, anyway.
Next.
Number seven. Number seven.
Seven.
Fallout Boys. It's actually Fallout Boy, but you know.
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boys is what I'm saying, but Fallout Boy.
Yeah, they were definitely over it. They had some good music, but they weren't
all that.
I can't
say I really listened to them, so I couldn't tell you.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Pop American punk band formed in Wilmette, Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be all bad from Illinois.
Suburb of Chicago.
Come on. Next.
That was number seven. Who? I'm going to throw this fucking phone in the fucking trash.
Must be Motley Crue.
You say number eight is the most. It's not my favorite band ever, but these guys are effing phenomenal. How could they ever put them as overrated? What, do you not listen to this music?
Oh, man.
Just read it, you just fish lady. Read
number it. Eight is Metallica.
Oh.
Don't you even, because these guys are
saying
phenomenal.
That Metallica is the number eight.
Most overrated.
Most overrated rock bands of all time.
Wow.
Number eight. Most overrated.
Yeah, there's no way I can put them up there.
There's too many bands I could put way ahead of
Metallica. Like Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I'd definitely pick Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, okay.
Metallica,
you
that's just...
Guns N' Roses be number three in my book from what I've already read.
I'm going to poo-poo on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to poo-poo that one, too.
Metallica, that's number terrible. Eight. You got to be kidding.
That's number crazy. Eight?
That's number eight.
Are you, if you're judging them on garbage and, I mean, garage and reload. Know.
What are they rating this on? Well, yeah. On an orchestra album or something? Are they ranking this on the orchestra album alone or something?
What year was this list put
together? That's what I'm saying. Is it just that one album? These guys are phenomenal.
Must have been right after Death Magnetic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, probably so.
Sorry.
Man. Anyway.
All right. Come on, next. All right.
Number nine.
Okay, we only got two more, guys.
All right.
Number nine.
Yeah.
There's another band I have no clue who the hell they are.
Come on. I bet I know them.
21 Pilots.
Yep.
21 Pilots.
I know that my number three child absolutely loves them. They're okay.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. They're okay. They're not bad.
Stressed out
about overrated.
Their songs, I mean,
it's more poppy than
anything
else.
Best known for their songs are Stressed Out, Heathens, and
Don't they have a new album out right now?
Yeah, probably so.
I think it's like right now.
Tyler Joseph, lead vocals.
Huh. I don't know none of the people in it.
Get on. Number 10. Let's go.
Number 10.
All right. And number 10, the last one. Number 10.
The last one.
This is...
Dun, dun, dun.
And Mubbugoo.
And it's Motley Crue.
But it's not. It's I'm just thankful. Nikki Sixx, at least he did good enough. He didn't get in the top 10.
Who is it?
Underrated.
Mm-hmm. Let it go. Throw it out there.
But my poor fellow birthday boy that's a lead singer of a band.
Throw it out there.
That this number 10 is Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I would, yeah, I'd probably put them in the top 10.
Oh, my goodness. I love Aerosmith.
I mean, well.
I love Steven Tyler.
Dude.
Same birthday as him, except he's exactly like 25 years older than me. So,
but, you know.
He's like 76 right now.
I don't know. See, Aerosmith is one of those bands where they were really good.
What?
Kicking. Man,
they brought
stuff in the 70s. They were bringing it.
They brought the world to me. It's like, dude looks like a lady.
And then,
then I realized.
Then they started doing those ballad things.
I'm not going to say all the other words. But,
okay, you and Sammy Hagar have been hanging out too much.
You mean like,
my baby.
I don't know. I don't remember what he was saying in that song.
Dude looked like a lady.
Well, that was pretty terrible. But I like.
So I would agree with.
He says, "He says, baby,
loving an elevator."
He says, "Baby, you're my angel,
giving it up when I'm going down."
That's a great song.
It's a nasty song.
I wouldn't call it great. No,
it is.
It's the epitome of the 80s is what it is.
They haven't had a really great album since Toys in the Attic.
Oh, since the late 80s.
No, that was not the late 80s. Look it up. Like 1975.
Toys in the Attic was actually really good album.
The last time they had a really good album was... actually, they just put something out sometime in the past 10 years or so, but
it's a damn good thing that we established...
I love Aerosmith.
It's a damn good thing that we established that this is music idiots and alcohol.
Yeah.
Because we all three have different opinions, and
I love Aerosmith.
We are drinking that,
but alcohol. We all know that.
But just so you know, none of them rank anywhere with the greatest of all time.
The
Motley fucking Crue.
Motley Crue.
It's Motley fucking Crue.
I didn't want to say that word.
I don't like that word.
I don't like
Mudbug. Mudbug likes Motley Crue.
Evidently. I love Motley Crue.
I like Motley Crue.
That's my
Now, how did Motley Crue not make it on the most overrated bands
ever? Shut your face. Because they're not underrated. They are phenomenal.
And Huns and Goses.
Well, Guns and Hoses could be in the top. They could be in the top five. Bars. I'm
Guns and Hoses.
We call them Guns and Hoses.
They could be in the top five, along with some others that we were talking about a while ago.
Oh
so
my gosh!
We could definitely put them in the top.
You know what we did? We just totally bypassed. Didn't even do trivia this week.
No, that was all. That was all That's the trivia all, right there. Just, was us there guessing?
Oh my goodness!
The top tens.
Look what I did. I just
actually kind of enjoyed that. It was fun.
Yeah.
Making fun of Bug
ish.
Ish.
Oh,
yeah. Make fun of me all you want. Still, yeah. Y'all just mag is the greatest band ever.
The greatest.
Motley
was not even listed.
Yeah, Motley Crue wasn't on the list.
They weren't on the list, so they're not the greatest.
But so they're not overrated or underrated.
I guarantee you, if you
how come Kiss wasn't on that list?
If you internet snorkel it,
because
you will find
your Kiss is
Motley Crue is the greatest band ever. Motley Crue.
Yeah, just. My brain went everything, somewhere totally else.
Everything reminds me of a song.
I know, but my brain just totally went somewhere else. My brain went to that damn video of Bowling for Soup again. So the two things that always come to my head when anybody gets into that kind of weird,
yeah,
punkish style of alternative music.
Right.
So the two songs that come to my head are, one, the Bowling for Soup song,
1985.
And then the God, and I'm going to forget the name of the damn band.
Then Chuck Weimer did that song. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The,
go ahead.
Stacy's mom. Who the hell did that song?
God, yeah.
Who did Stacey's that? Oh, Fountains
mom
of Wayne.
Fountains
of Wayne.
Fountains
of Wayne did that song, Stacy's Mom.
Yeah.
And those two songs always come to my head when you get into that genre, that anywhere close to that genre of music, because those videos are so awesome.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Or it's kind of like Weird Science. You remember the videos that came out of that?
Yeah.
I can't think of the band's names right now, but. You know, something like Van Halen's Hot for Teacher.
Yeah, kind of Hot stuff. For Teacher. Yeah. FXA, yeah.
Those kinds of videos
back in the day.
80s, 90s, yeah. Those were... Yep.
Back in the MTV
that
days.
That was in the mid-80s right there, yeah, wasn't it?
Back when MTV played music videos.
Correct, yeah.
And back when CMT played music videos.
And VH1.
And VH1 played music videos.
Yeah.
But either ways, those were good times.
Good times.
Again,
there you go, guys. I snorkeled the internet and filled the time and told y'all.
He's still breathing. You snorkeled.
I already don't remember the two categories, but
underrated and overrated.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You can obviously tell all he did was read it.
Most underrated and overrated.
He had no opinion on the matter as long as Motley Crue wasn't on it.
It's all I care about right now.
Completely didn't retain any of that.
Next I'm gonna pull up, see what most underrated Texas country artists of all time, see what that comes up. I bet there's nothing there.
There you go, Texas country.
We'll find out next time.
On The Price is Right.
Oh, sorry. Boy, that was loud. Sorry about that, folks.
Okay, sorry.
Plus that, you know, I think it's about that time, Dwayne. I'm just preparing.
Oh, that's enough to show. I'm sorry.
Start to sing. Do y'all want to do the trivia, or are we just...
Trivia's over.
Because it's too late. Over. Somebody has to get them go to work in one.
Yes.
And drive all the way back home.
Yeah. All the way deep South Conroe.
Deep South
Conroe. From cutting shit. I mean, shoot.
Trivia. Who has to drive further? Mudbug or Jimmy?
Mudbug when he gets lost. When he has his radio all the way up and his windows are up. He can't see
where he's going.
I'm going.
He keeps missing the house.
His GPS keeps sending him in circles.
I have to call my 11-year-old to direct me how to get home.
He gets a flashlight
out. Turn the flashlight on so I can see where I'm going.
No, doing that will help. He has to flash it so I know this is a house to stop at.
Yeah. Like, he takes a flashlight out the end of the driveway and shines it up in the sky.
He has to sit there and keep flipping the light switch off and on so I know I'm at the right house.
Bug, it's where all the gunshots are going off.
Oh, they're shooting me. They're shooting me.
Then you know that's the right neighborhood.
No wonder everybody hates me because I don't remember nothing.
If you can hear the gunshots, you know you're
there.
They're like, right, I just talked to you yesterday. He's like, who are you?
Next word to that.
You obviously don't know me.
Oh, God.
Well, folks, I tell you what, this has been interesting.
It has been.
And
it has been a show.
You're welcome.
Tell them your name. Tell them your name.
My name is Mudbug.
And your name?
Jimmy.
All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA. Thanks for hanging out with Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I'm not Johnny Cash. Come back and see us next week.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.